Listening to A Progressive Life, which we hope we are going to have a guest on to this morning, Sue McGowan, who is running for mayor on the independent ticket. And I'm looking forward to just asking her some questions of what made her decision. And I may have a moment here where we go a little dead air when she comes in, but we will talk to her about that decision. I have several questions that I put down on my phone last night and the night before, and then I started looking at them, and I thought, was I awake while I was doing that? Some of the questions are kind of like this one. What's right and wrong? Now, what kind of question is that? I don't know why I put that down. But then down below that, I put bending rules. Well, I remember as a younger man, one of my sons was playing basketball, and he was playing, his team was playing against a team who was coached by a really close friend of mine. And that close friend decided the rules of the little league that we had, where you had to bring the ball across the midcourt line by 10 seconds, but you could take it back. And if you took it back, then you had another 10 seconds where nobody could guard you. And he would get a lead and then have his kids run back and forth across that line. Now, I really thought that was corruptible for the kids to teach them how to bend the rules. And the rule was set up so that the kids could have a little area where they wouldn't, it wasn't set up so you could go back and forth, but the rule stated that you could go back and forth, and you couldn't be guarded when you're in the back court. So he ended up winning several games. He'd get a lead, and then he'd just tell the kids to run back and forth. That's kind of, I guess, why I put down what's right and what's wrong. Is that the right way? We all know what is right and wrong, don't we? Apparently we don't. Right now we are challenged even more because of all the different things that we've heard from our government. I'm sorry, I just got a text that I don't know what it says, and I get all sorts of things on my iPhone that have absolutely nothing to do with me, and I've called and put the number on the do not disturb list, but I still get all these calls. This one is trying to sell me some sort of insurance, and I'm constantly getting calls about buying my car. Well, I don't know how in the world those people have the right to call me. I'm on the do not disturb list, but apparently they can. And but anyway, back to bending the rules. Basketball deal was long before the Trump administration or before. But there are people that are wired that way. They want to win, no matter what is the right or wrong thing. Now, maybe you think that's the right thing to do, to use the rules in their most convorted way. That's not the word. But anyway, you know, use rules that aren't meant to do that sort of. I'm sure when they put that rule into application at the recreation department, they didn't intend you to be able to run back and forth on that line and get out of being guarded by just coming back across that line. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but bending the rules to me is the same as lying, cheating, and it makes you a hypocrite, especially if you're one of those law and order people, which this gentleman who did this was a giant law and order person. He would always tout the fact that we had to have laws and we had to be honored to the laws and stuff like that. But rules, they could be bent. Anyway, I was very disappointed in my friend who did that. But there are people, I think, that are wired that way. And there are people that are wired like me to oppose that sort of thing. How about you? I have a phone call, and we will take that phone call. Hang on just one second. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, I'm glad to hear you're going to have a nice guest on there. It's going to be really interesting. But to answer a question on the last call, I had in my mind, and you had here, why do people keep calling? I don't answer, so I didn't say that, but you said I'm on a no-call list. Don't call me. Well, they'll, you know, they'll say, well, this is a free country. I can call who you want, who I want to, and you're in an open phone that's open to the public. So I guess that answers the question. They just go on about their own way, and that word "do not call" don't mean nothing in our society.
It's kind of bending the rules, isn't it? I will call because they have an open phone. Oh, well. I hope we can get a little bit more control over that, and right now we don't seem to have it. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Don't know where it's coming from. You have a good day. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. Okay, we're back here on the air, and I see that Sue McGowan has just joined me. Welcome to WWGH. Now I have to figure out which microphone you're on. Green, the green one. So you're on four.
I'm green.
Welcome to the show. I don't think we've met before, have we?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you don't look familiar, but
and you're Glenn Goble?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Wow,
would you step out of my chair?
Thank you. Since we're not on television, I just shook Sue's hand. She shook my hand.
Because I'm that kind of girl.
It's kind of interesting. I was just going through I've lost it, naturally. You're running against Scott, who is the Democratic incumbent, and I've lost the name of the Republican you're running against.
Kevin Norris.
Kevin Norris, I'm sorry, yes. What inspired you to go independent and run for the mayor of Crown Point, Marion?
I see a lot of controversy between the parties, and I think that we should focus on making the right decisions opposed to going with each party, because I think combined two, if the parties would ever get together and agree on something, we might have a great government.
That's like saying if my wife and I ever agreed.
Yeah,
on anything.
I know. You might sleep the whole night, right? Yeah.
No, that won't happen. But it is interesting though that that is kind of where a lot of people are pointing to now. Don't we need to listen to each other?
Yes.
It hasn't registered yet with the major Republican or major Democratic parties, but eventually we're going to have to sort of do that. I don't know, Sue, if you knew that I ran for state representative in the last thing, but I learned an awful lot how people are just sick and tired of listening to everybody complain to each other and do nothing.
Absolutely. I learn more every day.
Yeah. Now, are you out and about and walking the streets
yet? I am everywhere in Marion. I'm at the gas station, the grocery store, everywhere. I'm everywhere.
What can you give us just a general idea of what your background is? Do you have? I don't think you have any background in politics.
I don't have a political background.
Nor did I. Right. So it's okay.
I have a big heart. Uh-huh. And I believe that the city can be greater than it is if we pay attention to the issues that we have and quit ignoring what's going on. We have a major drug problem. Mm-hmm. We have a major crime problem. We are down to 11 people per shift on our fire department per the city. They operate out of the number one station on Prospect Street. We have plenty of equipment. They're not supplying with the manpower. And I think that's due to the low wages that they offer the city fire department. You know, that's all negotiating with unions and all that. But, you know, I kind of think that it needs to be up to standard.
Well, what do you think? When I ran, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago, I ran for township trustee. And one of the things I thought would be a good idea is to combine the township fire department with the city fire department. Boy, I heard back on that. Apparently, was not a good idea to a lot of people.
But crossing lines, I think.
Yeah, But what do you think about that way? We'd have more manpower. The city was running 21 calls a day, and the township was only running 4 a day. So it would have been, and nobody was going to lose their job, and nobody was going to lose their position. As a matter of fact, the chief told me, the city chief said, "I'll step down and let the township chief be the chief." It seems like we're not using our manpower very wisely.
Well, we are, because when there's an emergency, that is crucial for them to get there as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think instead of focusing on manpower, we need to focus on areas. Mm-hmm. We need to have so many firefighters per, and I don't know what this is, but per area. Mm-hmm. We keep annexing the city out, but we're not... That was me.
Oh.
we keep annexing the city out, but we're not enforcing the manpower.
But the township is right up the street from us, the township fire department, and they're inside the city.
And they do go on a lot of the Marion City calls.
Well, yeah.
They get called in a lot.
And I think that's a good thing. I think we need to find a way, and this is just me, to use all the manpower that we have at our... beck and call.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. We need to encourage trade schools for them to train. You know, when I was a kid, people grew up, they wanted to be firemen and policemen and nurses and doctors. And now people are like, I want to be a computer programmer.
Yeah. Well, there's more money in it.
Yeah, probably. But, you know.
Don't get me started on money.
You asked me a little bit of my background.
Yeah, sure.
I've worked in a lot of different fields. Uh-huh. I work for the Department of Transportation. I was a highway technician, too, in Columbus.
What is that? I saw that on your resume. What is a highway technician?
A highway technician, too, is you have to complete 32 classes of everything from pavement installment, sidewalks, traffic, soil, erosion, drainage. Which we have a big drainage problem, and I think that is a lot of our problems with our roads in town, is that we don't have the proper drainage. When it rains, you know, people only see when it rains, but when it snows during the wintertime and it's laying there and it's constantly melting, well, wherever those puddles are, the water piles up, causes ice patches, and then it gets underneath the road when it melts and refreezes. And then we deal with the condition of our roads. David Street's horrible. Jefferson Street's horrible. I mean, I could just go on. Columbia Street, these main streets. the Department of Transportation, I do believe, does maintain the roads and the state routes going through our city. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's when I worked for the traffic department, that was that we took care of all the signs. We took care of, I didn't do road maintenance then. Mm-hmm. I worked out of 6 counties. We replaced road signs and put down railroad stopping bars. Mm-hmm. And all on state routes. So that's how I got educated that the passable roads in Marion are all maintained by the state.
Okay. It's we do seem to be having more and more potholes as the
It's time horrible. Goes on. I have broken shocks on my Jeep now.
Jeez. Oh, I remember my eldest son drove through Nelsonville, Ohio, which is down by Athens. And there was a pothole that must have been 8 to 12 inches deep. And he hit it with his car. It blew his tire out. And the city informed him that they would not cover that because the pothole had never been reported. So, therefore, they were not subject to repairing the tire. But, boy, we're getting back to the situation where we're getting a lot of potholes in this town.
We are getting a lot. And
Why do you think you would be better at marshaling all the forces than your two opponents?
Well, our current mayor, let's just leave the condition of the city to him.
Okay.
That can be his resume.
Okay.
I mean, what he says he's going to do and what he's actually doing seem to be two different things.
Okay.
I have always worked out in the workforce. I've always worked with the guys. I've always worked in jobs that they depended on me to make good decisions. I did emergency response team for Columbus and crucial situations where we would have traffic accidents. And, you know, you're the first responder. You're the first on your scene. And until somebody comes and relieves you, you control the scene. I mean, they value you.
And hope you don't
they
get
train
run over.
You to do what? You know, that's why I left ODOT. My mama said, look, will you come home and take care of me? I don't want to have to bury you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said, fair enough, Mom.
That's kind of scary to watch some of these shows. They'll show you policemen pulling people over, and all of a sudden in the background you see a car going sideways and hit them or nearly hit them.
Jeez. Look at the pothole patch on 23 that got slammed into a couple months ago.
I missed that one. Tell me about it.
they had the crash attenuator on the back of a dump truck full of cold patch.
Uh-huh.
And then they had a crew ahead of them. They're all running strobes. And a car or a truck, I can't remember, slammed into the back of the crash attenuator, which is made to absorb a big shock. And then it bounced off them and hit the people that were in the truck.
Oh, geez.
That's critical.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was it during the day?
Yes.
Holy cow. There's no excuse. No. I'm glad I'm not the type of person that has to work out on our highways.
Yeah.
And people go so fast. We just came back. My wife and I just came back from California and then drove all the way out to North Carolina and then back up here. And we would be driving, and anymore, almost all the speed limits are 70 miles an hour down there in the southern tier. And we would be doing 70 miles an hour, and people would go by us like we're standing still, and they don't pull over for cars or policemen that are pulled off to the side. That always scares me. Well,
you asked me what would make me better.
Yes.
Okay. Like I said, I've always worked out in the work field. I've been given I don't want to say it. Responsibility to make good decisions, critical decisions. I've never not. I'm a heavy equipment operator. I plowed snow. That's another thing, Marion. We need these roads cleaned off. Don't get out these garbage trucks in the morning. You know, get clear off the roads and let us get to work. And just making decisions like that. One decision affects the whole town. If I say, if you know, hey, it's snowing, get the snow plows out, not the garbage trucks. You know?
Why do they bring the garbage trucks out?
Good question. Okay. Because the state route comes through and cleans everything off, and the side roads do not get taken care of. So we have all that snow laying there, melting. It drains, refreezes, pops up the road.
Yeah.
Because we're not taking care of our city in the wintertime. We're not plowing. And that's all about, people think, oh, well, you know, just plowing the road off is just plowing the road off. No, that affects when the snow drains and when it refreezes, and it protects our roads from potholes and conditions, you know, and plus extensive maintenance. You have to be on the maintenance of the streets. You can't let that get that bad. These are so bad sometimes you
they're beyond repair.
Yeah, you just, you know, they need ripped up, but they need a drainage study done on those roads. Why are, you know, is it us not clearing the snow off in the wintertime that's creating this? Or is it that our drainage problems? There need to be like studies done on it to find the problem instead of just going in and going, I got the keys to the dozer, let's just tear it up. You know, there's got to be a study. I think what they did over there on George Street and on Farming Street is great. But if you look at the pitch of the road, I mean, it has a nice grade down. So where's all that water go? Jefferson Street.
Yeah.
And Jefferson Street is not equipped with, I mean, I don't know because I am not an engineer. It doesn't seem like it has the drains down there like it should. I don't see a lot of drains. They're wanting, you know, like I said, I'm not an engineer, but I do know about engineering. I've been trained by the state of Ohio. As a highway technician, too, I was to oversee civil engineers on small state jobs. I was also an inspector. We inspected all the road culverts and climbed through them and got chased by raccoons and not a rattlesnake, but there was a snake that chased me.
I've often wondered, those guys that and ladies that mow the real high grass, how many times do they hit a snake and it flies up in the air?
I don't know, but I know when I was plowing in Columbus, I had a tire and a whole car door shoot right out. Oh, I was like, whoa. What's that?
I had a, when I was very young, I had a little MG midget, and a snowplow came along. I saw him coming behind me. He didn't see me, and he plowed me right into the
ditch.
Right
on.
Yeah. How are you, one of the things that Marion is really struggling with is finances.
Absolutely.
But all civic entities are struggling with, how do you finance all this? Do you have any ideas of how you would propose get more funding to what we need here in Marion?
Well, we are pretty much in, they have declared us at city council in different situations, and I don't want to say that, so don't judge me, y'all. But in a lot of things they've said, you know, is a state of emergency. We are not, you know, we're number one in poverty in the state. We're the lowest in health, but you can drive 20 miles and be the healthiest county, Delaware is.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of issues. Paying for things, there are grants available. There's allotted money that is set aside for certain projects. We have a $56 million budget. What are we all getting for $56 million?
That's a question I'd have to ask you after you
took
over the reins.
You know, I think things just need to be put in the right place.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's grants that we can apply for.
What would be your number one thing that you would like to correct in Marion? And let's leave the roads out. We all know we need roads.
We all need roads. Probably the crime and the drug problem that we have. We need an immediate detox center.
Okay. Where do you get the money for that? Can you get grants for that? I mean,
we don't know. Yeah. I know we have some amazing grant writers out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think if we seek out, we will find it.
Is our crime higher than counties around us? Well, I know Delaware has done very well because they have a very good economic base because of the growth out into Delaware. But let's say the other five counties around us, or is it four other than Delaware? But are we on par with them, or are we even lower than them as far as more crime?
I think the city of Marion, you can't judge them by the – we are the biggest town. Okay, mm-hmm. You got Morrill County. There's Mount Gilead. You know, you've got Crawford County, Bucyrus. Mm-hmm.
So okay, you're talking
smaller cities. Those towns are not the size that we are. And I think they have ignored the problem for so long that it is greater than any of the other cities.
Well, who would be in charge of watching that problem? Would it be the mayor?
Good question.
Okay.
Good question. You know, somebody has to be in charge. Mm-hmm. If somebody's in charge, that's their duty. That's their duty as a elected official to serve the community the best of their ability and make good decisions mm-hmm. that to affect the community, not their self. Mm-hmm. You know,
now, I want to let my listeners know I am going to invite the other two candidates to come on and give their piece, just because I think it's the law. But
it's okay.
But I think
everybody should have their chance. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
And that's why I invited you, because I heard that you were interested in talking. And why not start at the top and we'll work our way down?
Absolutely.
If you become mayor, what do you think how do you think you're going to combat that crime problem?
We're going to have to take
a really quick break. So if you will hang on, we have a prize that we have to give away, I believe. And I also have to let Sue answer her phone. Hang on just a second.
Here on WWGH Radio from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for guests like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess
there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful.
Good seeing you, Sue.
Good people always seem to be a little bit ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors. Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it, Charles? I never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Well, we're back here, and we're talking to Sue McGowan, and she's running as an independent for the mayor. And I'd asked her about what would be her first thing to do as far as tackling the crime problem we have, and then we're going to talk to her about some problems she's having with staying on the ballot. But talk to us about that crime thing. What do you think the first thing you can do?
Our crime problem... Our children have nothing to do. We have to reestablish our recreation department in Marion. We have none. Our parks are falling apart. You know, we need to give our kids something to do. Mm-hmm. Not being, you know, non-guided. I think we need to educate our children, which I think the police department is doing an amazing job. There's always room for improvement for anything, you know. But
there have been several programs that have, that feed the kids during the summer.
Absolutely.
At lunch, and I think that's a great program, but how do you expand that sort of thing? Can the city help expand that?
The Feed the Kids program?
Well, no, expand their education during...
I think
can the city do?
I think the Impact program does a great job. You know, they present it out there to them. They're trying to educate those children. Don't do drugs. It's not cool. You know, it's just not, you know. And these people, you know, these kids see this every day. So, you know, it becomes a normalcy in their life. And it's not normal. It's not really normal.
Yeah. Kids need something
else
to think about.
But I think educating the kids... providing an opportunity for them to do something else, play basketball, soccer, volleyball, whatever it takes for us to get our recreation program back. My first job was with the Recreation and Parks Department in Marion City. I did a summer work program. I was 18 years old, and I've always loved the parks. I planted flowers and graded baseball diamonds and picked up trash, even cleaned the toilets. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter, but you know, I was out and it was a nice job and it was, you know. Yeah. But I think educating the kids,
but
giving them something to do.
Yeah, that's
giving
important.
Them something to do and stop saying, oh, I'm not going to bust the little guy because they'll lead us to the big guy. That's just a...
Do you think that's a major thing that we do?
Yes, okay. I do. I do. And I think the judges are, Judge Edwards and Judge Warner are doing the best they can. I think they're really tough on them. And I love that. Judge Warner's an independent candidate. I'd had a conversation with him before I decided to run for mayor. This one he was running. So, you know, I said, and I took one of his signs to put in my yard, and I said, you know, it's really bad here. It breaks my heart that you can't leave anything. You can't leave anything in your front yard. Can't leave anything in your car. I remember being a kid, and we didn't even have locks on our door.
Yeah, I remember. Well, I'm a lot older than you are, but we left our doors open so everybody could come in.
But, you know, letting people know there's going to be consequences. It's not going to be a slap on the wrist, you know. When they're taking stuff, whatever they're taking to whoever they're taking, they're putting that person at risk, you know. So I think getting tougher on... saying, hey, oh, we're not going to bust the little guy. We're waiting to get at the big guy. They know where the big guys are. We live all in this mud puddle. You know, if you don't know where things are, you can drive places. You see what's going on. You're a citizen, you know. If you don't ever drive in those areas, how can you ever be mayor of your city? Mm-hmm. If you, like I put on, you know you're from Marion. If you don't know where Hucklebuck or Little Kentucky is, you probably shouldn't be the mayor.
Well, I don't know where Hucklebuck is.
Well, I'm just saying, these are parts of our town. These are, when you intertwine with the people and you become, you know, I'm one of the people. That's my campaign, one of us. It's different than being an outsider, you know, of going to a county school and always doing well and always, you know, or always having, you know, we've had it rough. So if you don't ever know what it's like to go without a meal or worry about how you're going to pay your electric bill or how you're going to move funds around so you can have food.
Mm-hmm. Work the float.
You know, if you don't have that mom going on, you know, how can you make sure that and focus on the concerns of the people if you don't associate yourself with the people?
And I assume that in implication means that you don't think the other two candidates are very associated with the people.
I can't say anything. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Well, that's fine.
You know, getting tougher on the crime, giving the kids something to do. And, you know, they patrol out at night. I've seen boys riding around on bicycles. You know, they've got sweat suits on and it's all tied around their face. We know what they're doing. You know, I've told them, get out of my neighborhood.
I hope they're not doing what I'm afraid they're doing.
I don't know what they're doing. But, you know, I mean, they're breaking in people's houses. They're, you know, they're breaking in people's cars, their garages. These people pay good money for that stuff. And then, you know, we don't all have insurance for everything. So we have to go out to buy to replace it. So we're spending our money on things that we need. And then they become even more of a need because then you don't have what you already spent your money on. So you have to buy it again.
Yeah. One of my future shows is going to be, why are so many young male, and it almost always is male, young male Americans so disenchanted with our world? That goes all the way from the kids on the street here in Marion that are robbing people for a cell phone, to the people that are going to El Paso or going to Dayton and killing people. It always seems to be young males, and they seem to be so disenchanted with their life, where in fact, most of them could have a pretty good life. And education, I agree with you. Education is a major problem with that. Let me hit, we have another caller. Let me take this caller. Hang on. Hello, caller.
Yeah, I got a question for Sue.
Okay, Sue, can you hear it?
Yep, sure can. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Sue. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother.
Hey, one thing I like to see cleaned up when you become mayor is the north end of town. You know, I go to like Circle K 3-4 times a day to get pops. I see so much drug activity there. I mean, I've seen people shoot up in their cars, leave their kids in the cars, people just dealing drugs, just, you know, switching hands. And I'm like, wow, unbelievable. I keep saying I'm not going to go there, but I keep going. But that's a bad drug infested area. Not a drug house, just a drug area.
Well, I'm going to take these earphones off. I almost got stereoed out. You know, I agree with you. And we as citizens, if we see it, how do they do not see it?
Yeah, I agree. I look around, I don't see no cameras, no nothing. I'm thinking, unbelievable.
Right, and they continue to let it go on.
Oh, yeah.
You see, I mean, they're walking down my alley at night. I told them, don't be dealing drugs in my alley. Get out of here.
I agree. I mean, like, for instance, Circle K's got a red box for movies. I see so many people walk up there and not get no movies, just keep looking back and forth, waiting for the right person to come by. Unbelievable.
And caller, you don't think they have cameras out there, apparently?
No, I've looked up. I don't want to pick on Circle K because I talk to them people. But I'm just saying, they got to know what goes on out there. It's obvious. It's been happening for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, and that's society outside of the building. And Circle K is concerned with is anybody stealing inside my store?
Well, that's what a
right. They're not even allowed my attorney to even chase a person that's stealing. They say, let them go, call the police. I'm like, wow, that's unsafe for the workers in there, too. You know?
Exactly. I was at certified one morning, got coffee, about 3:30 in the morning, sitting there, and I see a girl go in the bathroom. She comes out. She shoots her boyfriend up in the front parking place.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, that's it. That's it. I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm like, how, why has this happened? And I'm like, is society let our people down that much that we are so repressed that the only thing we can think about is coming home from work and getting smashed every day?
That's crazy.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Your drug of choice, alcohol is bad. I mean, it's all bad.
All right, my high in life is coming home and seeing my grandkids.
There you go. That's a true drug.
My high in life is coming home taking a nap.
Oh, me, I like that too. Now, my wife's a drug and alcohol case manager in Finley. It's there. I mean, it's everywhere, but it's there too.
It's everywhere. But just to allow, if we the citizens can't go anywhere without seeing this happen, then it's got to be pretty apparent to the police department.
Right, right. I mean, you're right. If citizens see it, then they got to see it. You're right. I don't want to knock the police department because they do a good job.
I'm not knocking the police department either because they are doing the best they can.
They just need a few more officers, but I don't know how that works with the politics.
Maybe they need good leadership.
True, too.
Right.
I've always thought, for instance, Circle K, to me, they need a security outside 24/7 because it's terrible.
Absolutely. Well, and those are businesses that we want to come into our city. So we have to support our businesses. If we're ever going to get industry in here, we have to support them and give them security and the protection that they need because nobody's going to want to open a place right here where somebody can just walk in and do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, we had the industry years ago. We need it again. I mean, these people, I don't know if it stopped all the drugs. These people going to work. Some of them, unfortunately, it supports their habit. But a lot of people, I think, would be happy to trade a good job for drugs, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. But if we educate people and make drug treatment centers available. Manatees County in Florida, if you go up to a police officer and you say, look, I'm done, I've had it, my drug addiction is too much, they will put you in the back of the cruiser and find you a drug treatment center.
Right.
If you go up to an officer today and say, look, I've had enough, I can't do it anymore, you know what they tell you? Commit a felony.
Oh, you know what? Sue, honestly, I had a daughter years ago with issues with drugs. We could not get her in the system to get her help. We tried to get her arrested a few times, and she's never been to jail a day in her life. I mean, she is 100% clean now, happy.
That's awesome. Back
then, we couldn't even get her in the system. Actually, I was arguing with her. They threw me and my wife in jail. I'm like, unbelievable.
If you go to some of the programs and you don't test positive for that drug, they won't treat you.
You're right. You're right. I mean, we had stuff right in our hand that was confiscated from her.
Disease.
Yeah.
Well, caller, I'm going to have to cut you off because I got 1 minute and I got to ask her one more question.
It was nice talking to you, caller.
Colin, thank you. I'm sorry about that, Sue, but
don't be sorry.
I got 1 minute, and tell me about what's going on with whether you're going to make it onto the ballot or not. What's the story?
Well, the story is that I applied for an independent candidate on May 6th. I went and to the primary and voted like I always do for the best person I think that would be for the job. Mm-hmm. I went and ran my card through independent, and I told the poll worker, I said, well, I didn't get a vote for a person in my ward that I thought that would be a good candidate for Democrat. So they gave me the second card, canceled out my first card, and I ran it through. So I voted for the person in my ward and it just so happened to be a Democrat. So now the Democrats, Mike Thomas, filed a petition. Okay, I turned in the paperwork on June 12th. they certified my certificate and my petition to run. So I was good to go. Okay. Mike Thomas had, or whoever, disputing party, had till July 30th to put in a protest. They put in a protest on August 15th, which is 16 days after the deadline, and but yet the board met on it, and then the one lady, the one Democrat, said, "I've heard enough. I'm just going to motion to remove her." And then the other Democrat lady said yes, and then the two Republicans said no, so then they're taking it to the state. But my thing is, my thing is that they took the complaint 16 days after the deadline and then still had a board meeting on it, even after prosecuting attorney Grogan.
We're going to have to cut off the air right now because we're at the end of our show, but Sue will talk about this some more. I'm sorry about that. Have a nice day. You've been listening to A Progressive Life.
On the Appian Way, there's McDonald's. By the tomb of King Tut, there's a chuck full of nuts and McDonald's. At the Scala, they sing by a big Burger King where the styrofoam boxes go sweet. What's the use? What's the hell? I just